You being prepared, you and prepared are two words that don't go together.
Me and these fucking earphones don't go together, man.
Stop it. Hey everybody, welcome to Second Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles. I'm Aquarius. My favorite color is blue.
Your what color is blue? Your favorite color?
Blue is my favorite color, yeah.
Oh really? Okay. You're an Aquarius? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. What does that mean? All you know about the astrological chart is Aquarius means that you're well lubricated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I'm just curious. I had no idea what sign you were, so.
Well, now you know.
I never remember when your birthday is, so how would I know what sign you were? So.
Well, yeah, I would never expect.
And, you know, it's a solemn occasion here on tonight's show because Miles has got a little bit of a mea culpa that he's going to be reading here shortly. If you've been watching the news feeds, it's come out that Miles has been sexually harassing his wife for over 20 years now, so.
Oh, God.
You have anything to say to these accusations?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, good thing you're not famous, right? Good thing you're not famous, or else you'd be on under the gun right now.
I know, look, you're not like Louis C.K. right now. I know.
Yeah. Well, I will say that I don't think that I ever heard you ask anybody if they'd like to see your dick.
Not one person. No, I did not.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I didn't hear that, but I did not hear that.
Never, ever.
That wasn't something that I heard you say. I mean, you did guess a lot of, you know, cup sizes and, you know, you made a lot of comments about other people's bodies.
Mark, I think you were in on this too, though. Oh
no, I was totally, I absolved myself of all of that.
No, we will hang together. I think you used to be like, I guess you weigh any bronze size.
No, I think I would say Miles does this thing where he guesses your weight and bra size.
No, I think Bob would have had a hand in this too, so yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did as well, probably so.
But I would hang higher.
Yeah, I think you were a little bit more graphic most of the time than I was.
I thought it was cool, and it's not cool, right? It's not cool.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was funny. I was thinking, you know, I'm sure as much as you badger your wife, wouldn't that be considered harassment? I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I used to get my ass pitched in high school by some women, but I never said that.
Oh, come on. No, I don't think so.
I did. There's a woman that looked like that was, cats or something.
That was just because you had fleas. You thought people were pinching you.
No, I'm sorry. There was this older girl. I'm telling you, she was jonesing for me.
Oh, my. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
First of all, in high school, did you even have an ass? Come on.
That's about where it is now.
I can't imagine. It'd be like pinching Kip's butt from Napoleon Dynamite. Kip's brother, you know, brother. You know, she really likes me. Just saying,
yeah.
Kip.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Yeah. You're like a cross between Kip and Uncle Rico. Come on.
Yeah, no, I've been grumped at work before too.
Oh, my, please, come on.
I have, I'm not complaining about it, but it happened.
Oh, really? You're a victim? Is this what you're trying to tell me? Come on.
I have groped, and I have been groped, so.
I gave as good as I got, which is about nothing.
Yeah,
okay.
I've never rubbed my tits in the back of someone's arm before, like this girl did, but.
Well, no, I would say you probably did do that. I watched you hang out by the bathroom.
Not as long as that. Not as long as this one on there.
So I don't know. I just thought it'd be funny.
I never laid my hand on someone's jug for a few seconds, but all that, man.
Who did that?
This same girl.
Oh, okay. I thought you were insinuating I did something. I don't think I ever did that.
I don't think, no, you were pretty, watched yourself.
I would say I may have said some things, but I certainly can probably tell you with great confidence I never touched anybody, so.
No.
I'm more than positive on that note, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure I said some things that were probably inappropriate, but.
I remember a professor accidentally grabbed either your wife's boob or my wife's boob. I don't remember which.
Yeah. I think it was yours.
I think it was mine. I think he accidentally touched your boob or something.
Yeah, I think he did. I think he did, yes.
Yeah. So yeah.
I'm sure that was a. He tried to play it off as some kind of drunken thing, but. He did like girls, so.
Yeah.
He made a statement to that effect.
So anyway, whatever. It is what it is.
So you gonna apologize or what?
I apologize to you, Bob.
I don't think you need to apologize to me, but.
I apologize for.
Although you did, I would be working, and you would stop by the library, and you would eye rape me and whoever I was with, so. I was gonna say I was like ancillary eye raped because you're sitting there looking at Miss Meese and trying to imagine her cup size.
Yeah, she didn't have one.
You know, between you and Kip, yeah. It was barely tolerable. Kip probably did. He'd be chewing on his paper and he'd be eye raping you at the same time.
He was eye raping the dude, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I was sitting there. Come on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I'm sure that I've made some people uncomfortable, so I apologize,
I apologize.
But I don't think that I did anything that would warrant. Any kind of, legal action.
I was kind of my supervisor at the radio station, so.
No, I was not your supervisor, no.
He let some bad behavior go on there. And, so, I think if you're going to hang me, you're going to have to hang Bob with that, too.
You were a volunteer. There was no supervision.
You were the head of a certain department, and I was working.
Well, I wouldn't say working. I'd say that's very loose.
I showed up basically.
Yeah, you would show up from time to time, and you would every once in a while you'd be there to do something.
Yeah.
But you weren't working. I wouldn't call it working.
Yeah. I actually showed the secretary once. I had like a duty calendar, and I actually showed her duty calendar.
Yeah. Well, you weren't the only one, so.
Yeah, I know, but now I feel bad.
I never did that, but I know somebody else who did stuff like that, so.
Who?
Well, the tyrant. The station manager did that. You don't recall this, huh?
Yeah, I've
actually, I shouldn't laugh. This is a serious subject, but he almost got in big trouble on that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I apologize for his behavior.
No, I mean real trouble, not the kind of goofiness that you and I were doing. I'm not talking real trouble, so.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't doing it to get in trouble. I was just...
Yeah, I know. You're just a horny college student.
Basically, yeah.
Well, it's not everybody who gets to have the thorny bush on his lap, so.
Yeah.
Kind of wiggling around a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she was trying to get to you.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we both apologized. It's our mea culpas here.
So, yeah.
But you never did apologize to your wife. You want to say something, or how about Desiree? Well, okay, so I do have to ask your advice. I have to get some advice from you.
I don't often hear this phrase from you, so I really don't even know what to say. Wow.
All right, so let me set this up for you. So I'm driving into work this morning, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's a peculiar odor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Is, you know, what is going on? What's up with this? You know, it smells bad. Yeah. Bad odor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, maybe I'm driving through something, you know, it's cow pastures and stuff.
Okay.
And I keep going and it's not going away.
Okay.
And by the time I get to work, I'm like, you know what? I must have stepped in dog shit. So I get to work today. It's happened today. I get to work today. And yeah, sure enough, when I get to work, I park, I stop, I look at my shoes. I stepped in dog shit sometime over the weekend, I guess. And now I've got it. And I mean, it's like in all the nooks and crannies, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? So... Yeah. I'm like, well, I'm first person to work, so I go into work, and I just take my shoes off and I set them away from me. Luckily, I have an office. I don't have a cube, so.
Yeah.
And so I just walked around in my socks all day.
Didn't you go to the bathroom and try to wash it off or something? Or?
No, it was I tried to wipe it in the grass and stuff, but then I'm like, screw it. I can't deal with this. I got to get some work done. So,
yeah.
So now my thing is, so I walked around in my socks all day and then I just put my shoes on to leave. You know, if you're moving, it's not so bad. It's like, you know, you're walking through a fart or something, but when you stand still, yeah. It can be a little bit pungent.
Yeah.
So, you know, I figured I'd ask what you would do. To remedy this situation.
As you know, what I like to do, I like to throw my shoes outside for several weeks and or months.
Yeah, I know.
And then I eventually either throw them away and, you know, whack them or something.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just being ornery.
Yeah,
I got to get a brush. I'm going to these are $100 shoes. I'm not going to be throwing these things away. They're my work shoes. I just got them in September. I got a new pair.
These are my work shoes.
So I gotta get a brush. I'm gonna scrub them up tomorrow.
Are they work shoes?
Huh?
Are they work shoes?
No, they're nice. They're dress shoes.
They're Crocs.
No, they're not Crocs. They're a combo dress, you know, somewhat casual dress shoe.
Are they black?
They're black.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Anymore, I don't hardly own anything that's not black at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very slimming.
I'm very what?
It's very slimming. Black is very slimming.
Black is very slimming, correct. I need to be slim. You're right.
Yeah, I dress in black all the time.
Yeah, it helps. Even in me, it helps, believe it or not.
Yeah, I know. I look a lot skinnier.
No, I'm tired of messing around with colors, so I just like, I'm just, here's my, here, I'm gonna have a lot of black, so.
Oh, yeah, I love black.
So, yeah, no, I'm going to scrub them up, though. I'm like, God, son of a bitch. And I was laughing because I was thinking, what would you do? You'd just throw them away or leave them somewhere for somebody else to throw away.
Just put them outside of your house for a while.
No, it's cold and it's going to rain.
Come on. Well, I'll put them under the overhang.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And it'll be all mildewy.
Yeah, I'll just let them hang out for a few months. We'll be okay.
Yeah, well, I already started working on it, but I'm going to have to buy a brush because I can't find a brush around here that I could throw away yet, so I got to buy me one. So.
Get a toothbrush and a toothpick.
Yeah.
And go under a sink with hot water and just do it like that.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. So.
Dig out the beasties with it. You know, start picking the beasties out of it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get that feces out. I was just laughing. I'm like, of course. Normally, I don't go in the backyard where all the poop is, but apparently sometime over the weekend, I walked out there, and then I didn't realize, I mean, at the time, I thought I missed it or something, and it just got a little bit, and I set my shoes aside, and I didn't smell them, and then now they're pungent today, so.
I've been up by a long shaving.
Yeah, so I mean, I have like weekend clothes and work week clothes, and so.
Yeah.
You know, I had other shoes for the weekend for the most part, so.
Somebody enjoyed being in your socks? Did you enjoy that?
Oh, no, I did not. I actually hurt my feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all hard floors around there. There's hardly any carpet.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, a lot of tile.
I picked you at a desk anyway, all day.
Yeah, I'm at my desk, so it was no big deal.
Making like paperclip ropes and stuff.
Yeah, I just, yeah. It's like a, you know, I do piecemeal work.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you actually have another job, like,
this is my telemarketer.
Hey! Mr. Colonel Bob, would you like to finish up the
payment now? Yeah, I'm here to call and collect.
Call and collect, sir.
Hey, what's the weather like there? That's what I always ask all the people when I call, like if I do support for any products that we have, and I gotta call somebody. I always ask them how the weather is.
I go,
what's the weather like there? And they're like, what? I'm like, what's the weather like?
And, what?
And they usually go, well, it's sunny. Yeah. Like, huh, what time zone are you in? They don't like me to call.
What?
Although some people do, and I have nice little conversations and see what they did over the weekend. And they're like, did you have a question? No, I'm just looking busy.
Yeah.
This is Miles' title approach to work, to office work. Look busy, no one will question you.
Do you like nudie movies?
Yeah. And then when you get out the phone, the boss asks you, yeah, I was calling about that thing.
Oh, yeah.
You've been asking me about it for 2 weeks. I finally got on it. We're going to get it fixed. Yeah. Honest.
I always try to throw
like what? Give me an example.
I had a guy the other day, he's like, hi, this is Darius, or something. I'm like, oh, that was my great-grandfather's name.
Really? Really, your great-grandfather is Darian?
No response to that. Mm. I help you out, sir, like,
yeah. Yeah. Some people don't like to be the chit-chatty. Some people do, so.
Well, it was like some woman, you know, that, like, her name was Paula. Hey, hey. They're like, oh, guys, you miss me all the time. You know, I'll be something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I love it.
I'm sure she likes that.
God hate me for it, but I love it.
So I'm not going to throw away these shoes. I'm going against the Miles title advice. I'm going to get me a brush, and I'm going to brush these suckers clean.
I hope they're in the garage right now, so no one wants to smell it.
Yeah, I kind of cleaned them up already tonight, so.
No one wants to
but I really got to get in the, you know, the gritty stuff, you know. It always gets in those little, you know, grooves.
Yeah.
Hard to get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on with you?
So I had a quick story. I didn't mention this, but I actually mentioned it, the road trip I took with my son a couple weeks ago.
We
had stopped in northern Illinois at a small town just to get a bite to eat to kind of tide us over. And I do like Spanish people, Mexican American people. I love them.
Did you get caught in one of your things where you're trying to speak Spanish to people?
Yeah, right. Well, I came in and I could tell that my assumption was just listening to and seeing some folks that work there. I go, I think pretty much this whole crew is either bilingual or is just Spanish as their primary language.
Right, you're thinking that these folks could all speak a second language.
Yeah, so they either bilingual or they just only speak Spanish.
All right.
My assumption.
And you were trying to speak Spanish there?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I had that fine, and I know people go, oh, it's so pretty nice, but whatever. And this is not a put down or anything, but I just had a vibe.
Yeah.
That was what was going on. I'm okay with it. Not a big deal, right? My order, the gentleman was very nice. He goes, just give us a minute, we'll get it.
I'll take some of those fajitas.
Fajitas.
Give me a frijole. Give me a frijole.
And which is fine. So I'm waiting, and it wasn't very long. And they give you a number.
Can I get an empanana? Empanana.
Empanada. What?
Empanada.
Oh, number cinco is
cinco. Yeah. Is everybody saying gordo a whole lot? Is everybody saying gordo or?
Gordo. Hey, gordo. So, I realized my assumption was wrong.
You were wrong.
I was wrong. I'm not often wrong, but.
Yeah, I think he just reversed that.
So this girl's like, number 34?
Yeah.
I'm like, the key.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That means, in Spanish, that means here.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm about, 3 or 4 feet away from the counter. I'm like, a key? They're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
She's like, what? I go, here. She goes, oh, you want the food here? You don't want it to go? I go, no. Then I realized I found the one crew member who does not speak any Spanish.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm a racist dick.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a complete, no good, ass-grabbing.
Oh, did you grab her ass as well?
Because I didn't make a big deal. Like, this is to go. We're on a road trip.
Yeah. What'd you guys get?
But we're clear on it. It's to go. Okay?
Yeah. And then you say you want it here now.
Yeah, no, I totally fucked up this girl. She's totally confused. Like, what?
Nice.
I feel like the one redneck girl in the whole place.
I wonder if she's just messing with you. That would be even funnier.
Hey,
what? You want it to go?
This fat dude. Hold on. Hey, fat dude. All right.
Yeah, there's a fat guy who's gone to Cancun once in his life, thinks he can speak Spanish.
Yeah, I know. Well, I thought maybe it might rub off on her, like she might, pick up on some of the Spanish there. I guess it's not. I don't know.
Yeah. Of course, just before you said a key or whatever, you said the Spanish equivalent is you want me to go do you in the bathroom. So she's like, I'll show this guy.
Yeah, so I totally screwed her.
Yeah, that's nice. You're like, I've been watching a lot of Dora lately.
Huh?
You told her I've been watching a lot of Dora, Dora the Explorer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was just weird. I wasn't really expecting like a high Spanish population.
I just remember when I was up in visiting you up in your neck of the woods a long time ago. We go in this little like store, and you're talking Spanish. This poor girl has no idea what you're talking about.
I have to do that, yeah.
And I mean, you just kept going, and she's like, "What? What?"
Chichas.
Yeah, I know.
Chichas.
I think we were getting like something to drink and, you know, I don't know, beef jerky or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And you're like, just, you know, trying to speak Spanish the whole time. This poor woman was just totally lost.
I love this state because there's only like three like white people that speak Spanish in this whole state. Like,
totally
fun of people,
really. Iowa. We got three white people speaking another language.
Look at that. He speaks that language. Listen.
Listen. Do that again.
He's some kind of genius.
Look at that. You got to... You must have went to one of them out-of-state colleges.
You must love the hell out of Taco Bell after that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. So you ruined her day. That's your thing. Sexual harasser and ruining people's days.